try that again.
Okay.
Let's start off with music and tell me about when you first started playing music.
So I started violin when I was 4 years old, and I also started piano when I was 5 years old. And I played both pretty seriously until I was about 12. And then, unfortunately, I just didn't have enough time to like be keeping both up and have them both be at a high level. So I stopped taking piano lessons, and since then it's pretty much just been violin. I really like the fact that it's a solo instrument, so there's a lot of repertoire that I can play with orchestra or in chamber, or like there's just a lot of repertoire for violin, which is something I like. And I also like the sound of the violin, to be honest. It's just very melodic, and it's my favorite instrument. Yeah.
What is it about that sound? What kind of sound do you think you get out of a violin?
It's kind of hard to describe. I think all string instruments, to a certain degree, have like this singing quality to their sound that I really enjoy. And the violin, I like the fact that it's a higher register. So with orchestral pieces or chamber or pretty much any like group piece, ensemble piece, the violin kind of stands out. Like you can hear that like brilliance to the upper register that I really like.
So what is it like at your house? How many people are in your family?
I live with my mom and dad and grandpa, actually. But I'm also an only child, no siblings. So it's a pretty small family.
That's kind of cool, though, to have your grandfather living with you.
Yes, I've been living with him, I think, since I was born. So it's kind of always been like this. But yeah, it's really nice to have him around.
What do you guys get to join music together?
Yes. So the thing is, my grandpa actually, no one in my family actually plays an instrument, but my grandpa really likes listening to music, instrumental music, classical music, stuff like that as well. And he actually has a bunch of records that music records that he likes to play. He has like a gramophone too, and sometimes we'll listen to them, which is really nice. So yeah, that's something I really enjoy.
Do you think he's kind of helped you find different repertoire to play?
I think when I first started violin, definitely he did. Some of my favorite pieces that I listened to that have been my favorite pieces in the past, like Lalo, Symphony Espanol, a lot of Kreisler pieces are stuff that I first heard because he plays them on his records a lot. And sometimes I will listen just when I'm doing random stuff around the house, or sometimes I'll actually be there and listen with him. And in the beginning, I think a lot of the times I would sometimes just play a piece for fun, sight reading, because I liked it, because I listened to him play it on his records. I think recently he hasn't really had that much of an impact on what pieces I learned, because I'm just kind of moving through the standard repertoire right now, which is not a bad thing. I do like the pieces I'm playing, but yeah. Mm-hmm.